What's going on?
Tell me.
People dying.
Yeah.
People crying.
Uh-huh.
Lord help us.
Come on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying.
Uh-huh. Oh, brother, brother, brother.
Remembering what happened on 9/11, we don't want to go through it again. So I'm for the war, and I support the troops no matter what, and I support the country, and I'm just praying that everything works out and, you know, that everything just goes well.
Do you know anyone who's in the army now in Iraq?
Yes, I do. I have two friends. I haven't heard from them. I've talked to their family. They haven't heard anything. And I'm just praying for them and hoping that everything goes well and they come home and they're safe. Now the U.S. is doing direct flights to Cuba, to the capital city, so we had no problem, thank God. Just a few situations that, you know, you have to, like, I had to be careful with and stuff like that. But overall, the situation over there is very alarming and very disturbing. My father was a political prisoner over there, and we thought that we may have a problem going in, but I have all my family there. I just have my parents and my brother with me over here. But all my cousins, all my aunts, everybody's over there. And they're all trying to figure out a way of leaving, and they can't. There's no need for war, says Carolina Castro. What have we gained from war? Nothing. One student, Kelly De La Cuesta, overhearing the comment made, responded, well, if we hadn't gone to war, then we would still be under British rule.
Bothering Marvin, wise words forever remain. Dealing with these modern day problems, cause of ignorance surrounding me and my constituents. Too many infected, too many lives diminishing. Nobody save Protestants, Jews, blacks and whites, Latinos and Asian. Pray together, let's fight, we better unite. As genocide, chemical war, and the rich and the poor know that God delivers a cure.
It's a shame, our reality is devastating. People praying for a cure and dying while they waiting. Ask the Lord for the comfort and the strength to face it. All the kids with dreams won't get the chance to chase it. Makes me sad, think about the lives they would have had. Yeah. Think about the orphan babies, got no mom and dad. How can we sit back and not try to make it right? We gotta come together, we gotta fight for life.
Somebody talk-